Tommy. We're back.
We are officially back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 21 of Dads Who Tried.
21 Savage. 21. All these TikTok songs coming out now.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with them.
The only 21 I can remember is when I was 21.
Hey, that's good for you that you can remember when you're 21.
Yeah, I actually did not throw a rager when I was 21. I threw a rager when I was 17.
Okay, when I turned 21, I was a youth pastor.
Yeah.
And this is how, like, uptight I was. I was like, if I'm going to lead high schoolers, then I can't drink because what if they ask me if drinking is okay? I don't want them to have an excuse to get drunk or to drink. So I didn't start drinking until I was like 25. And then I really started drinking.
Last year.
Really started drinking.
What does that mean? What'd you start drinking, man? Coffee.
Okay, truth be told, I've never been drunk before.
Yeah.
I've never been drunk, never been high. And so maybe for the first time, we do it live on the podcast.
Yeah, people, just shout it out if you want Nate to get drunk.
Yeah, go ahead. Once we reach 500 five-star reviews on the podcast, you know, Tommy and I will get, a little toasty. Kidding.
So we are now officially in our 20-somethings for a podcast, and I was kind of just, as we're saying this, you know, thinking about our 20s and stuff. Dude, we are just, when you're in your 20s, you don't really care. Like, you care more than you were when you're in high school, of course.
Yeah.
But I still feel like you don't really have a sense of reality yet until you hit, like, your mid-20s.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Like, I would say 30s, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not saying that people are in their 20s are dumb, because I think that it's like a lot of people, even people here on the West Coast.
Keep going.
Was that the beat?
That was the beat.
Going. That's incredible. But like, people in their 20s, they have this young hustler mentality, which I think I admire so much for people who, you know, are starting things and trying things that, you know, that are in their hearts.
Yeah.
You know, but when I was in my 20s, bro, I was kind of just being reckless to some degree at times. I'm not saying everything in my 20s was reckless.
Yes.
But I do think you ought to give yourself chances to try different things, you know, venture out and figure things out.
Yeah, I feel like the same thing with my 20s. I was adventurous. You know, I certainly was reckless. Reckless with my time, reckless with my finances. I didn't have any kids. We could get up and move places. We could, you know, whatever we wanted to do, we could go and do. I wish the one place I would have been less reckless, I wish I would have invested my money well.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Dads Who Try Money Investment Program episode. Like, what? You ever heard this guy? People love him. He does Financial Peace University. Dad Ramsey.
That must be Dave Ramsey's cousin.
Yeah, Dad Ramsey. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have taken some of those principles a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And applied them. Look, if you're a dad here, or you're anybody listening, tuning into this right now, don't wait to get your stuff in order. Do it now, because truthfully, if you get your stuff in order now, then later on you can still be reckless and still be wild and crazy, and you have a little cushion.
Yeah. It I think there's so many different, like, places where people start, you know, which is fine. I know people that crush it in their early 20s and kind of have this mentality now where they're like, man, I wish I would have done, you know, maybe tried a little bit something sooner.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who, you know, obviously did it the other way. And, you know, and are finally starting now. And so I don't know, you know, what the right thing is. But I think, you know, seeing people now kind of like in their lane and just coming alive to what they're doing, I think is where we want to really land the plane anyways, right?
Yeah, you know what? You know Jay-Z? You know what Jay-Z said?
I mean, he said a lot of things. But
He said 30 is the new 20.
30 is the new 20. It feels like it, right?
So I'm 22 again.
So which I'm 22.
Taylor again. Swift said,
I'm feeling 22.
Boom.
But she also said, look at Look at what you made me do. I got you right there.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Do I believe in the Illuminati? Yeah,
like I'm speaking of Jay-Z.
I don't, you know, there are a lot of theories out there for sure. I believe in theories. Yeah,
all theories?
No, I don't believe in all theories.
You believe in the existence of theories.
But I believe that there is truth to probably some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a lot of conspiracy theories are anchored in reality. Maybe not all of it's true.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe it's not that aliens are little gray guys with big heads and bulging eyes, but maybe there's aliens.
Yeah, maybe they just look different.
Yeah, maybe there is the Illuminati. All I know is that in my 30s, I'm trying to get Illuminati. Like what, Nate?
You're so Illuminati. It's crazy, Nate.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Welcome to episode 21 of Dad to Try. You know, this is where we become adults.
This is where we become adults, and we come alive to responsibilities, communication, and...
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a conspiracy theory. Okay? I think it's crazy. This is probably the most talked about conspiracy theory of all time.
Tell me.
It's the flat earth conspiracy theory.
Which is?
That the earth is flat, Tommy.
Yeah.
And it goes on that Antarctica is just a giant ice wall keeping us away from the rest of the world. That there's like a whole other world. There's a whole other set of continents on the other side.
Yeah. I want it to be true.
Really?
Like, I want these things to be true to some degree.
I would hate for that to be true.
No, I want it to be true because I want to cross that wall and enter some crazy space.
Look, if we get 500 reviews, 5-star reviews, we'll cross the wall.
If you guys right now set up something for us to cross that wall.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Speaking of walls, have you been watching the new Game of Thrones show?
I have. Or no, I haven't. Sorry, I was watching Lord of the Rings.
I haven't seen either one. How's Lord of the Rings?
Very good. I think you would really appreciate it.
I'm watching Cobra Kai season 5.
Yeah, I really don't care about the Karate Kid.
I don't know if this is a show for kids or not.
Oh, Cobra Kai?
I feel like it Karate Kid started out as kind of like a show for
kids.
For, yeah, kind of like fun. Teenager. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's,
and now it added
and
all
now
stuff.
It's like it's still a lot of fun and it's silly and it feels like a kid's show, and then out of nowhere they'll be like, mother effer, you'll be like, no. What the
like, why ruin it?
Yeah, like that. Hey guys, don't throw eggs on Steve, you piece of shit. What
the welcome to 2022.
Yeah, it feels like, it's crazy. Speaking of these shows, look, I'm all for a good bad show, right?
Yeah.
Which, what I mean is, any CW show, if you start it, you're going to get sucked in, and it's going to be horrible.
Dude, no. No, it's not.
There's no CW show that is critically good.
Yeah. One Tree Hill was really good.
No.
Yes, I thought that was great. What are you talking about?
It was horrible,
you guys,
but I loved it.
This guy is saying that One Tree Hill was bad.
No, it was horrible.
No, it was great.
Supernatural. It was a horrible show, but it was so good.
Dude, no one watched Supernatural except for you.
I watched the whole thing, bro. It's 15 seasons. I literally watched every season.
Smallville.
Horrible, but I couldn't stop watching. Dude. Riverdale. Horrible.
Bro, get
couldn't
out
stop
of,
watching.
Are you kidding me? You guys, please, someone get... Getting it out of here.
All the superhero shows. The Flash. Horrible. Couldn't stop watching.
Never watched
Green Arrow. Horrible. Couldn't stop watching.
Dude, I was definitely into Riverdale. You guys, I'm into like teeny bopper shows like that.
Yeah, but you got a Riverdale body.
I don't even know what that means.
You know exactly what it means.
No, I don't. Tell me more.
Dude, I'm saying Riverdale, it's based off this comic, right? Archie?
Yep.
except if they wanted to make it into like a steamy,
yeah,
erotic novel, like,
yeah,
comic. Wait, what the heck?
You know what other show is on CW is All American.
All American's on CW.
Yes.
See, horrible TV.
Bro, are you
but
kidding
it's
me?
So
no,
good.
Stop.
It can be both.
You are, Nate, you have such a, you just want to debate all the time.
I don't
actually believe that you think that some of these shows are horrible.
I do. I genuinely.
There's no way that you thought Riverdale was horrible. There's no way that you actually thought All American is horrible.
Listen to me.
This guy is out of his mind.
No, I don't know if I could actually finish
this podcast.
Let me explain. Okay. I love them. I love all the shows I mentioned. I'm caught up on all of them except for the last season of Riverdale. Okay. I'm literally caught up on all of them. Okay.
Okay.
But they're horribly shot, produced, and acted shows.
Got it.
They're horrible.
I like some of the actors.
But I'm obsessed. I can't put it down. It's such good, bad TV.
It's incredible.
It's like the whole reality TV. We all know it's not reality.
No. You guys, there was a show that I used to watch called The Hills. And,
yeah.
You guys, I was convinced.
With
for the
Lauren?
Yeah. And like.
What's her name?
Lauren Conrad.
Yep.
Like
yep.
Brody Jenner. Like all these. Like.
Oh, yeah. Lo. She's great.
We all know the show, you guys. We all started watching it when it was on, when it was Laguna Beach, when you were in high school and you wanted, yep, your, yep, dream was to live out in the OC and to do the whole thing.
And look where we are.
And look where we are now. We're away from the OC and happily. Closer.
Okay.
But we are closer. But I found out on the show that, dude, it was like so scripted and people were finally coming out saying it like, hey, no, this relationship was never even real. Are you kidding me? There are certain relationships. Certain relationships on that show.
Certain relation what?
Ships. On that show that wasn't even real.
It's hard.
Like my mind was actually blown when I found out.
That's like, it makes you think.
Like, you can't lie to me like that.
It makes you think, what other conspiracy theories are real?
The earth is flat.
Did you hear? Okay. We're podcasters.
We totally are.
There's another podcaster I listen to.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard of him. Joe Rogan.
What does he do again?
Podcast.
Yes. I have to check him out.
That's actually a good question. What does Joe Rogan do? What doesn't he do? He's like a champion Taekwondo,
bro, that
competitor,
guy.
UFC commentator, Fear Factor host, podcaster.
I like him because he can. He's. The guy is just a freaking genius.
Yeah, look, whether you like him or not, you, yeah, have to respect his ability to have anybody in front of him and pull something out of them.
It's incredible. Like, even watch, like, I mean, and think about, like, this guy who has a podcast can keep you entertained for how long?
Dude, yeah, 2.5-3 hours.
You guys, listen, you could probably only take so much of me and Nate, probably not even 20-30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, hoping that you guys can, but some of you guys probably can't. However, to think that you can listen to a guy for 2.5-3 hours, get out of here. What are we even talking about?
Okay, I was watching one of them, and he had this guy on talking about the Amazon forest.
Yeah.
And that the Amazon forest is covering a giant ancient civilization. Pyramids, roads, cities, millions of people used to live there. And then the Spanish came and killed everyone with disease. And now they're like ripping up the Amazon forest and they're finding all these old cities and stuff. How crazy is that?
And that's real.
Yeah.
Gosh, bro, I'm telling you.
What's the craziest thing that you, maybe you don't believe all the way, but you like are holding out hope for? Like Atlantis or?
Dude, I don't know, man. That's a great question. Like, it would have to be something along those lines, though. Like, some kind of crazy hidden city, you know?
Yeah.
And you come, like, you're, or like, something that we, like, you think of all these movies that are based around these, like, ideas of, like, history and, you know, like, pyramids and Egyptians.
Yeah, what's
Atlantis
in those pyramids?
And all those things. And I kind of want it to be true. Like, well, yeah. I want some yes. theory to just come out.
And something fantastical.
Crazy. And it's just like, wow, it is true. Because I think, I don't know.
I remember as a kid, like, you know, I believed in, obviously, your imagination's a little bit different. But, like, I remember trying to find Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Or Loch Ness Monster. Or, like, you know, what leprechauns are real. Or, you know, whatever it is. Like, you just... You know, River, 5 years old, one of his friends came up to him, Sebi came up to him and he said, Santa's not real. Like, dang, bro, you're coming in hot. I'm like, that's borderline fighting words. You coming up to another 5-year old telling him Santa Claus isn't real? Jeez. Yeah.
Wait, he isn't?
Well, so then I had to have the conversation with River. Hey, I'm so sorry. Your friend Sebi, he's delusional. Santa Claus is very real.
I actually was hanging out with Rudolph last year, Riv.
We had the conversation with him because he kept on it. Santa Claus, is he real? If Santa Claus isn't real, is Jesus real? And you know all this stuff. So we're like, okay, Steph's like, you gotta tell him it's not real. So, dude, we used to go so far. Steph's dad, so River's grandpa. We used to put his name in our phone as Santa Claus with a little emoji. And so this kid, Sebi, okay, here's how it went down. We were watching Sebastian, and he told River, hey, River, Santa Claus isn't real. So I said, okay, Sebi, if Santa Claus isn't real, then how come I have his phone number?
You put his phone number in your phone?
As River's grandpa. And so I said, we'll call him right now. I said, Sebi, you don't think he's real. We'll call him right now. We're that close. He's like, okay, fine. I don't believe that it's going to work. I call him. He answers the phone. Ho, ho, ho. Hello from the North Pole. And, bro, this kid's eyes. Like.
And got him.
Yo, he was so shocked. You would have thought Jesus was on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, River, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know he was real.
That's incredible.
And then we told him that it was his grandpa. Him.
Yeah.
River comes to me like, he sounds a lot like my grandpa.
Genius.
I'm like, dang.
Yeah, I think, like, it's crazy. I think the things that we, like, were brought onto, like, as ideas and... But I think it also speaks to like the creativity of the human mind and our imaginations, right? And
yeah.
The possibilities of like achieving different things. And obviously, like it's all like we're laughing about, you know, these crazy stories. But I also think like the human mind is very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, to really think about like the creativity in it, the imagination process of it. That's why I enjoy movies. Like,
yeah,
bro. Like I'm a sucker for a great movie, like, and not. Like, you know, a few movies that I would normally camp around would be, like, funny,
yep,
action, but also, like, adventure movies. Like, one of my favorite movies, and some I really enjoy, was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Narnia. Yep.
And, bro, I don't know why my mind just, like, I like when movies can take you to different places, and, it, you know, I think it's in us.
Totally.
You know?
Yes. And
I don't know.
Okay, you remember in Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? There's a kid. Do you remember their names?
Peter. The brother's name was, that's the oldest.
What's the kid?
The middle kid?
Yeah, who was eating the Turkish Delight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've never been... So
Peter,
excited.
There's Lucy.
Yeah, there's Lucy. Yeah. Peter.
I'm trying to think when Aslan was taking the kids across and like naming them, giving them the crowns and stuff like that.
I don't know, but I think this kid's a punk. He's a sellout.
Well, he, you know.
Remember, he literally sells him out. And he sells him out for Turkish Delight. Okay? I got a few problems. Number one, this kid is going in on Turkish Delight.
Going in.
Like it's the best thing in the world. Bro, he sells out his family for some Turkish Delight.
For some dessert.
I watched that. First thought I had was.
What a jokester.
dude, Turkish Delight must be the most delicious thing on the planet. For this kid to sell out his whole family for some Turkish Delight. It's not like this kid grew up poor.
No,
like he grew up without Turkish Delight. He's like, I only get Turkish Delight 14 times a year, and I really like it. I think today I'm going to sell out my family for the 15th time I get Turkish Delight this year. Bro, this kid's going crazy on this Turkish Delight. I was like, dang, that must be the best thing ever. I tried Turkish Delight, Tommy. It's trash.
Really?
Disgusting.
Ew.
This kid is going crazy on Turkish Delight. That's how I knew. As soon as I tried Turkish Delight, I thought to myself, this kid is a punk. This kid's a sellout. This kid's got nothing going for his life. This kid doesn't deserve to be royalty. This kid deserves to have been eaten by the witch online, Witch in the Wardrobe. You punk. Anyways.
You sound like you...
I'm not bitter.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know...
Someone hurt you. Who
Turkish
hurt you?
Delight did.
Maybe hurt your stomach.
Look, I love Narnia, but I love Harry Potter more.
Yeah.
Which one are you going in on?
No, don't ask me which one I'm going in on because you know I'm already not, like, I haven't even watched all of them.
Stop.
Bro, stop.
You haven't watched Harry Potter?
I've watched the first one. And I stopped there.
I'm speechless, bro.
I know. Speaking to the guy who has a tattoo of Harry Potter on his...
I have a Harry Potter tattoo, bro.
I know you do.
Are we doing a Dads Who Try Reacts?
Huh?
We gotta do a Dads Who Try Reacts.
Yeah.
We're watching all 8 movies.
No.
Back to back.
No. I have no appeal.
Bro, you're gonna sit down. You're gonna get to the third movie and go, I can't believe I missed out on this my whole life. You're going to get to movie 4 and you go, I want to compete in the Goblet of Fire, the Triwizard Tournament. You're going to get to episode 5. You're going to cry, tears streaming down your face. You're going to get to movie 6. You're going to go, oh my gosh, I had no idea the depths in which Voldemort will go to. Sorry. He shall not be named. You're going to get to movie number 7 and go, I can't believe Harry gave up what he gave up.
And birthrights.
You're going to get to movie number 8. And you're going to go.
He dies.
Dang, Voldemort's nose doesn't have a nose. Then you're going to go, I got to watch the whole thing over again. I'm telling you.
How many times can you watch it in a row?
Steph and I have watched the entirety of the Harry Potter movies. We make it a point to watch it every year in the fall.
So soon.
Yeah. Any day now. We're going to be posting up popcorn, hot chocolate, the whole thing. We're reading the first book to our boys.
Yeah.
And we got like this picture book and stuff like that. Dude, I'm telling you, Tommy, you can't watch Riverdale and not have seen Harry Potter.
The thing is, yes, I don't know. Maybe it was the fact that I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, okay. This is real.
Yeah, maybe it was the fact that I wasn't allowed to actually read or like watch like that kind of movie growing up. And so I think
yes.
I never, and so by the time I could, you know.
And why was that?
Well, my mom and the people who were really speaking to my life around that time thought that Harry Potter was full of witchcraft.
Yeah, exactly, right? Harry Potter is full of witchcraft.
Yeah.
And what movie did you just quote that you love to watch?
Riverdale.
No, the movie. The adventure movie. The
Narnia,
Lion.
The Witch in the Wardrobe.
The Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Harry Potter's full of witches and wizards. The Narnia one, it's in the title.
Yeah. Well, now, which one would you say has more witchcraft stuff in it?
Yes. Both.
Which one has more?
Equal.
No.
100%.
No.
Equal. If anything, Narnia has more.
No.
100. I'm not even being facetious.
Yeah, you are.
Straight up, Narnia has more witchcraft. In Harry Potter, it's regulated. They're not even allowed to use magic until a certain age, bro. In Narnia, they're like, hey, little Lucy, you're 8 years old. We're going to trust you as the Queen of Narnia. And you're like, what the? She's 8 years old.
But why is that witchcraft?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. They're using sorcery. They're summoning stuff. There's magical creatures. You can do all sorts of stuff. There's a talking lion who sings the universe into existence.
What is it parallel to?
Oh, you want to go parallels?
Yeah.
You're telling me that when you're 8 years old reading that book, you're going, this talking lion is Jesus.
I never said that. I never even brought up Christianity.
I know, but that's the parallel. Not knowing that Harry Potter, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I'm not watching it.
We're what do I got to do?
You guys, I'm not watching Harry Potter.
I'm
not watching Harry Potter.
You're watching Harry Potter. Look, listen, Tommy, we're going to put this out there. We're going to let the people decide. Okay?
Okay.
We will let the people decide if you're going to watch Harry Potter. Okay? So let us know in the reviews. Let us know how many reviews do we got to get in order for you to watch the whole thing.
The whole thing? I mean, what is realistic here? Let's just... If we can get...
I mean, I think we have like 59 total reviews.
59. So. If we can get 25.
25 more.
25 more.
Okay.
Specifically saying you need to watch it from different people.
Spam the reviews. All you have to put in, Tommy, watch Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay. 25 reviews. I say, Tommy, watch Harry Potter. Tommy will sit down. We'll record it. He's going to watch all 8 movies. Not in one sitting, but we'll say before the end of the year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And what's the deadline? We have until October 1st for all the reviews to come in.
Great. That's 2 weeks.
It's the 15th today. Wow. I'm so excited, Tommy, for you to watch Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I'm just blown away. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here, Tom.
I don't know either. But I do know that, speaking of, you said you're watching Harry Potter in the fall season. Speaking of fall right now, a few things are happening.
Ooh.
Football's back.
Seahawks.
Football's back, and Nate is a big Seahawks fan. We also have pumpkin spice lattes are back. I saw that this past week.
You know what's at Chick-fil-A?
The autumn shakes.
The autumn spice milkshake. Apparently,
yeah.
This is the first new milkshake flavor in 4 years.
It's unbelievable. We ought to go there today.
Yep.
And grab a autumn spice milkshake.
It opens at 6 a.m.
That means it's already officially open.
That means it's opening. It's open. It's been open for 12 minutes.
And so we should just...
be on the lookout for a review.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know how it goes.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, I think Chick-fil-A is great for many things.
Mm.
Breakfast is pretty good.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A breakfast. Come on, their OG chicken sandwich is great.
Yes.
So that only means one thing. The autumn milkshake.
Is going to be there.
It's going to be level 10 as well.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This might be a hot take. I think Chick-fil-A breakfast, except for the chicken minis, is not good.
Yeah, I'm not rocking with the chicken minis.
That's the only one I am rocking with.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
The little tiny mini chicken sandwiches?
No, I think those things are okay. They're literally just the chicken and the little mini breakfast things.
Yeah, they got a little honey on. You're right though. I'm changing it. Chick-fil-A breakfast is not good.
See, this is, you're saying things you don't even mean. you actually enjoy it, because the last time I got you Chick-fil-A breakfast, you were crushing that thing like there was no tomorrow, and like Jesus was coming back the next day. So you were like no. So the fact that you're saying it's not here is not good. This guy, you guys, he's not real.
It's not. Look, that's like asking a garbage truck whether or not it's going to take the garbage, okay? It doesn't care about the quality of the garbage. You put food in front of me, okay?
I don't believe this guy.
I'd rather go to Taco Bell breakfast than I would Chick-fil-A breakfast.
You're so nasty. It's unbelievable.
Dude, a bacon Crunchwrap Supreme, did you know that that exists?
No, I didn't know that Taco Bell even had breakfast.
Look, really don't. Tortilla,
yep.
Cheese, hash brown, egg, bacon, cheese as a Crunchwrap. It's delicious.
Dude, who are you?
You bite into it, and you get the crunch of the hash browns, bacon in there.
Nate really just said Taco Bell breakfast is better than Chick-fil-A.
Look, if you know, you know, okay? If you know, you know.
You're an animal.
Gosh darn it.
You're an animal.
Listen, listen. McDonald's breakfast is not better than Chick-fil-A breakfast.
You said it's not breakfast? It's not better?
I just can't get past the eggs at McDonald's. Like, they put it in that little circle. It's like a perfect circle.
Dude, you grew up on an island. I get why you're saying these things now.
I didn't grow up on an island.
Yeah, you did.
Washington's not an island, brother.
Yeah, you grew up in Puyallup, right?
It's landlocked.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little island out there.
Okay.
And so okay. You have it. The exposure hasn't really been real for
no,
you.
Okay. Okay.
So I get it. You guys, I've never heard Nate say any of this stuff before to me. It's literally blowing my mind. I just cannot fathom some of the stuff that he's saying. It's unbelievable. I mean, you start bashing the TV shows that I love.
No, you start hating some of the breakfast stuff that is not even real. No, Tommy.
I mean, what next? I don't know. We're only 31 minutes into this whole thing, and I feel like you've been psyching me out the whole time.
Tommy, listen to me. I did not bash the shows that you like.
Yeah.
I agreed with you. I like those shows. I love them.
You don't love Riverdale like that.
Not like you. You, because you're a character on the show.
No, I'm not.
Stop. Look, those characters, they take their shirt off, the dudes. They're glistening.
Dude, I'm not glistening.
And I'm like, dude, how are you glistening? You just took your shirt off. It's not even hot outside. Like, you're inside your room. How are you glistening? But one time I saw Tommy take his shirt off, and the same thing happened. It was like, what's that movie, Twilight? This sparkly vampires. You had that same sparkle.
Are you team Edward or are you team Robert? Or what's the guy's name again? I know his real name is Robert Pattinson, but he is Team Edwards. Yeah. Team Jacob, that's what it is. That's how much I remember about Twilight, you guys.
Okay, truthfully, I've only seen
The first two. Same.
Yeah. And I was like so anti-Twilight for so long because it was such a wild craze and it was just, like you said, I love to debate, so if whatever the trend is, I'm like, I don't want to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
I only got suckered into going to the movies to watch it because I think it came out when I was in, it's like my first year of college, but like we were hanging out with these girls who loved the book.
Yeah, obsessed.
Obsessed. I mean, you guys, it was the biggest.
It was 50 Shades of Grey for high school girls.
It was like there was lines going to this movie thing. And so we just, all the guys obviously jumped on it too and just went to go see what the girls. But it was, even till this day, I'm just like, you know what? That's, I don't know. People were probably like,
hey, let us know in the review. Tommy watch Harry Potter or Nate watch Twilight. Okay, whichever one gets the most.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to do.
Gosh, I swear, if I had to watch freaking Twilight.
Bro. All of Twilight? Oh. Dear God.
Oh.
But we mentioned football earlier.
Yep.
You're a big Seahawks fan.
Huge.
How well are they going to do this season? Geno looked decent, bro.
He looked more than decent. He looked amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. We won the only game I cared about winning.
Yeah.
And that was the game against Russell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like the big game of the season.
Here's context. If you guys aren't football fans, Russell Wilson, shout out to Russell Wilson. He gave Seattle our only Super Bowl win. He took us to the playoffs year after year. He got it done. He took us to two Super Bowls, threw one away. Don't want to talk about it. So, honor where honor's due. At the same time, I hope the Broncos don't win a single game and Russell fizzes out. Anyways, the first game of the season,
yeah,
Russell Wilson, who's now on the Broncos.
Yeah.
Comes back to Seattle to play against his former team the first game of the season. There's bad blood in the air.
Yeah.
When Russell took the field, booze. In Seattle, it was all booze. Like, Seattle is such a diehard.
No. Did he leave on his own?
Yeah, he requested a trade.
Got it.
Yep.
So there's, like, stuff in the air, you know, whether, like, I don't know that, you know.
So it kind of went down like this, right? 2 months before, Seattle, I love you. I'm never going to leave Seattle through and through. 2 months later, he's gone. Request a trade. So why are you saying stuff like that, bro?
Do you think it was, I wonder if it was like, I don't know the NFL. I don't know what it means to be in their locker rooms and their coaching staff and all these dynamics that they have to probably face. But I wonder, though, in order for you to make an immediate change like that after 2 months, like, what would have to, you know.
Apparently, there was a ton of locker room
stuff.
Diva stuff going on between Russell and the rest of the players. Ever since, ever since Russ threw the interception at that Super Bowl, they haven't been able to recover the morale in the locker room. And he was the leading cause of that.
Yeah.
He just couldn't get it back. And look, I will say this. I support the player more than I do any team or organization to make, go and make moves that make sense for you and your family. Okay. So on that level, I support Russ.
Yeah.
Go make moves that make sense for you, your family, go get yours. It's a business as much as it is anything else. At the same time, the fan in me,
yeah,
is like, hey, you leave Seattle, you're an enemy now, brother.
Yeah.
So he comes in the first game. This guy, you know, people are talking about Hall of Fame quarterback, all this stuff, da-da-da. Coming up against Geno Smith. Yeah. Washout. Nobody had his chance.
In New York.
In New York with the Chargers behind Russ, right? There's no way that he could pull this off. He plays circles around Russ. We win against the Broncos. We were the underdogs.
Off a missed field goal.
Off of a missed field goal, which is a whole different story in and of itself. But I think the Seahawks, after watching that game, they played fantastic. We'll probably win like 4 games.
Yeah.
We'll probably go like 4-12.
You know, it is. I love football. I love just the competitiveness of, like, the games and, you know, of course, being a part of, like, drafts and, you know, all the fantasy drafts that we do and whatnot. But it is just so cool to see, like, players rise to the occasion. You know, obviously, like, we love, like, a comeback story.
Yep.
And I know for you, you guys probably don't want to see Russell crush it in Denver. But I do think they'll probably bounce back. It looks like they have a pretty well-rounded.
I haven't even looked at their team. I don't even, you know. What are they called, the Ponies?
Yeah, the Ponies.
Yeah,
okay. Denver Ponies.
Yeah, Denver Ponies.
The Broncos, you sicker. But there are teams, though. Good old, let's go to the South a little bit. Let's go to Tampa.
The Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers.
Special.
Brother Tom. Bro, did you? I saw, I don't know if it was like an ad or something, but they did like a little commercial or a clip that he posted, and they were saying, you know, well, Tom, why are you coming back?
Oh, yeah.
And his response was so cool. He goes, well, you know, he says, you know, I have my personal reasons, blah, blah, blah. But he said, you know, like, we have a hell of a team.
Yeah, have you seen this team?
Yeah, have you seen this team? Look what we can do. And then goes through like the highlights of different teams, which gets you all stirred up.
Yeah.
But he goes, but the thing that he was kind of saying, he said, there will be a time where I'll be able to really lay this down all to rest. But he said, like, I still have, like, that fight in me still.
Yeah, what did he say? It'll be a shame to waste an arm.
Yeah. And it's so dope, like, because I think it's so inspiring to see, I mean, how he's, what, 40? Is he 40 or
45?
He's not 45.
Isn't
he? I think he's, like, 40.
Let me check. Keep you.
But, you know, here's a guy in his early 40s, bro. We're not talking about 30s. We're not talking about 20s. We're talking about 40s.
Jeez.
And this guy is still showing out, bro. Of course, I think the right pieces help when you have a great team. But Tom is 45 years old, you guys. It's unbelievable.
That's wild.
And he's a GOAT.
He just turned 45. He's got to be not only the best quarterback of all time, Is he the best athlete of all time? Not athleticism. Is he the best sports individual of all time?
I mean, he has the accolades to...
Do you put him over MJ?
I think MJ is just so iconic, bro. It's hard to, you know...
I really don't know for this one, dude.
I don't want to say that yet because I'm trying to think of through like all the stuff they've
done. Let me ask you this question. What's harder to win? An NBA championship or an NFL championship?
I think an NBA championship.
It's harder. Honest,
is harder. You're playing like how many games?
82 games plus the postseason.
Yes. And thinking about like for me right now, like I... As much as I care about the NBA games, the normal games, I'm kind of like not really watching. Like I'm not as much invested in as I will into the playoffs because I think during the playoffs they turn it on to a different level.
Wow. I don't know which ones. I think the NFL is harder, bro.
I don't know, man.
Because I think there's arguments for both.
Yeah.
I could be swayed. This is what I would say. You have 16 regular season games in the NFL. So, if you lose 5 games, you're out. In the NBA, you could lose 35 games. Still be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Then you could lose another 12 games and still win a championship. In the NFL, you lose one time in the postseason. You're done.
Yeah.
The stakes feel higher maybe for the NFL. Maybe it's not the harder championship, but the stakes feel higher.
Yeah, I think, well, like, you don't have many chances to obviously prove yourself, you know, yeah. to show the world that you can, you know, you can win something off of one win. But I do think, like, when it comes to, like, I think professional games and athletes are just different.
Humans,
you know.
Not everything's possible, Tommy.
Not going back to our conversation. You guys, I don't know if you guys listened to the last podcast, but we're or a few podcasts. Yeah. It was like two
podcasts.
We were
Zach Franklin.
Yeah, we had Zach on, and we were saying that if Nate was to start at an early age and had the same fair chance, the same training, the same everything as a professional athlete, you know, would. Could he be in the NBA?
Yes.
And Nate, you said yes, you could.
Yes.
And we said no, you couldn't.
No, Zach said I could.
Zach said you could.
I said if I started that same mentality right now.
Got it.
There's no chance I'm making it into any pro sport. Except for maybe pickleball. Legit.
I would love to see you actually in a professional game of pickleball. It'd be incredible.
I'd get destroyed right now, but. If you gave me 18 months, I'm playing professional level.
You would.
Dead serious.
Lock in.
Yes. If I locked in, give me a year. I'm keeping up with all those guys. Professional. No doubt. Zero doubt in my mind.
You guys, can we? We need to raise enough money for Nate to just be good for 18 months just so I can see him play professional pickleball.
This is how I know there's a chance because I believe it.
Yeah.
And I legitimately, you give me a year, bro. Pickleball, done. Golf, no way. Basketball, no way. NFL, no way. Ultimate Frisbee, yes. I could be a professional in a year, no doubt. Marathon running, no way.
I think you could become a professional wrestler. And people would call you.
No way.
The Nate Dog.
Nate, the dog, Doomla. He's bringing the doom.
Oh, man, what would life be without you, bro? It's crazy.
You guys, we're 45 minutes in this podcast. This might be the most random podcast we've ever done.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely the most random we've ever done.
We love you guys so much.
We love you.
And
I can't wait for episode 22. Why?
Episode 22.
Because we are going to sing
It's our Taylor Swift episode.
It's our Taylor Swift episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm feeling 22. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Boom.